Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, and thank you as we go into this day. We just thank you for your word that awakes us, refreshes us, and keeps our focus on you, keeps our focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and so that we can be the rulers that rule with justice and bring about your kingdom, make it real to those around us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, your encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, family. Galatians chapter 5 is our readings this morning. It's from verses 1 to 6.
At last we have freedom, for Christ has set us free. We must always cherish the truth and firmly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past. I, Paul, tell you, if you think there is a benefit in circumcision and Jewish regulations, then you are acting as though Christ is not enough. I say it again, emphatically. If you let yourselves be circumcised, you are obliged to fulfill every single one of the commandments and regulations of the law. If you want to be made right with God by fulfilling the obligations of the law, you have cut off more than your flesh. You have cut yourself off from Christ and have fallen away from the revelation of grace. But we have the true hope that comes from being made right with God, and by the Spirit we wait eagerly for this hope. When you joined to the Anointed One, circumcision and religious obligations can benefit you nothing. All that matters now is living in the faith that works and expresses itself through love.
Hallelujah. We have freedom now. See, everyone was waiting for Jesus to come. Those sitting in Abram's bosom, the prophets of the Old Testament, they've been set free. And with them, we've all been set free. One died for all, so that we no longer live for ourselves, but live for him who died for us. Live for Jesus. Why? Because we married to Jesus. So all that counts now is understanding we've been brought back into that which we lost, the deception, the sin, the law, everything that happened there came in because of the deception. But that has all been sorted out. We are back to the eternal realities of made by God, live with God, walk with God, children of the living God, with a destiny, with a name, a story to fulfill, a destiny to fulfill. That's all that counts. You in the family, and you're now in relationship with this family. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son in the Spirit. And that's what we wake up to morning by morning. That's what our life is all about, staying with God, developing on schedule. I just want to go back to some of the things we have shared, especially yesterday, where it says we must put off the slave woman and the son of the slave woman. That's just talking about us not living, trying to be circumcised or trying to please the world and to be a child of the world any longer. We've died to the world because we're married to Christ now. So it's about our relationship. It's about our what we're taking hold of. That's what we don't want nothing of the sin. We don't want nothing of the world. We don't want nothing of the carnal and self-righteousness and unrighteousness that we came from. We are now busy in the righteousness of God, in the goodness of God, in the favor of God, in the divine influence on God's heart. That's our portion now, and that is grace. I say this because the Muslims came from the slave woman and from the slave woman, Hagar. But we now, God has restored us back to the beginning. He loves all mankind, and so we love all mankind. We are there to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. One died for all. So we love them, but we don't fall into the religious routines. We don't fall into deception again. We just stay in truth. That's what it's about, guys. Amen. For freedom, Christ has set us free. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Stay in the truth. Stay knowing the truth. Stay walking in the truth. Be too busy with the truth to make any place for the lie and the deception, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, that we now can live in faith that works and expresses itself through love. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.